The number one trait that you should look for when you're looking for someone to marry is their truthfulness. The truthfulness with their family. You know, just say, you know, you meet someone and goes, hey, listen, let's keep this between us. I'm not going to tell my family we know. No. Immediately run. He's lying. She's lying to her dad. You think she's not going to lie to her husband? He's lying to his mom. Hola, let's keep it on the down low. You think the days aren't going to turn where you're the person who's cut out? The lesson you learn from Musa alayhi salam, the reason that man chooses him, قَالَ نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Don't worry, you're safe now. You're in good hands. Do you know what he saw in Musa alayhi salam? Not just truthfulness, but he saw an open heart. One who was willing to bear it and to make it known, my good and my bad, the blemishes, the things I'm not happy with, the things that I'm successful in. Judge me on what I do, not what I've done. Take hold of me as I am today and into the future. These are things I want to stand on my feet. And if you want to be a part of Alhamdulillah, no, then Allah will send. It's a powerful lesson in honesty. See, Sidq, the Prophet ﷺ said, leads to birr. Righteousness. وَالْبِرْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Righteousness leads you to Jannah. It's two stops. صِدْق, be truthful with yourself, with Allah, with people. You become righteous. You become from those who do birr. وَالْبِرْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Birr will lead you to Jannah. وَالْكَذِبْ, lying, deception, dishonesty, trivializing matters, leads to fujur, open vulgar sin. You become... I can lie about any... I can lie my way out of what I've done. And that will lead you to Jahannam. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَصْدُقْ. An individual, a man will speak words of truth. وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ. And always look to be truthful. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. Until Allah writes him in the record of the truthful people. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَكْذُبْ. A man, an individual, can be a liar, treacherous with their words, with their deeds. And will look for moments where he can lie. He has an opportunity to come clean, but it's easier, more convenient, less hassle. It's an inconvenience if I be truthful. It's better just say whatever. Just keep him happy. Find opportunities where he can be truthful, but chooses to lie, and that will lead him into the pits of fire. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. A person may speak one word. لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. Pay no attention to its importance. Think, oh, it's just, look, I just said it to make her happy. It's not true, whatever. I just said it to him so he doesn't keep asking me. You don't think it's a major thing. But that leads you into further and further trouble till it lands you in the hellfire. Mu'adh ibn Jabal in the authentic hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, hadith that is Hasan Sahih, it's a long hadith. The Prophet describes everything that he wants us to do in life. And at the very end, he says to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى مَلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّ. Mu'adh, should I not tell you of the one thing that governs everything I just told you? If you can control this, everything else is easy. Mu'adh said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ. Tell me, O Messenger, what is it? And the Prophet held his own tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. I warn you about this tongue. Mu'adh, a young man, 16 years old, he says to the Prophet ﷺ, أَوَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا تَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ أَلْسِنَتُنَا. Are we accountable for every single thing that we say with our tongues? Prophet ﷺ hits him in the chest. He said, ثَقِلَتْكَ مُنْ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ. Mu'adh, you're lost to your mother. You have nothing if you don't understand this. هَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى وَجُوهِهِمْ. What else is going to push people on their face in Jahannam except the consequences of evil words their tongue has spoke? Honesty is the pillar of every healthy relationship. In your workplace, with your loved ones, with your children, with your spouse, with your parents. Always look for an opportunity to increase the truth, to make known the haqq.
كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط.
Stand up with a word of truth and equity. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, not for anyone else. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ Even if it will be against you, be truthful. Our final Prophet and Nabi is Ibrahim alayhi salam. The long distance lover. Ibrahim, as a young boy, his father would take him out to the quarry and would say to him, son, pick up that rock. We're going to make a god with it. Bring it home. Ibrahim asked his father, Baba, this rock and this rock look the same. They're from the same area. What makes this rock more godly than this rock? Smack. Pick up the rock, boy. Don't ask too many questions. Mom, who do I have to listen to? She said, me. Oh, mashallah, mothers, jazakumullah khair. You listen to your mom. Who do you listen to? Your dad. Who does he listen to? The king. Who does the king listen to? Smack. You're going to get us in trouble, boy. You're thinking too much. Baba, does it hear you? This thing, you made it now. Remember the rock I carried? It couldn't bring itself. So I carried it. It was very heavy. So now it's here. You beat it up and you cut it. You made this thing. This one hears us. Does it see you? هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ Has it ever helped you? Have you ever seen it move or do anything? Listen. لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ Listen, boy. If you don't stop with these questions, I'm going to stone you. وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ This is what my father taught me. I'm giving you the keys to the castle here, son. Listen up. Pay attention. You're going to live a good life if you listen to me. When the king doesn't get rain, he comes to me. He's only a king because I make him king. When he needs me to do a rain dance and make it rain and come to God and offer, he comes to me. Don't listen to your mother that I listen to the king. He listens to me. Bring this, we're going to go up to the hilltop. We're going to do our, it's the major Eid today. We have a celebration. Baba, I'm feeling sick. I don't feel well. Actually, it's probably better you don't come. You're going to embarrass me in front of all these people. You talk too much. You ask too many silly questions. قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ I'm sick. He wasn't sick. He lied. Prophet Ibrahim on the day of judgment, alayhi salam, when we come to him, you and I, we're going to come to him and say, إِشْفَعْ لَنَا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ The hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri in Bukhari. Make, oh Allah, ask Allah to save us on this day. Ibrahim will say, اذهبوا إلى غيري فقد كذبت ثلاث. Go to someone else. I lied in my life 3 times. I'm scared for myself. Go to someone else. اذهبوا إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صاحب الشفاعة. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He lied. He wasn't sick. He had a plan. See, if you believe that something has some supernatural strength, you don't do what Ibrahim did. Allah describes Ibrahim by saying, فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينِ Ibrahim used this strong right hand. The رَاغَ, it's like a torrent of flood. بِالْيَمِينِ, his right hand, the hand of power. He didn't, you know, if I think that this thing might have some power, I might touch it. Push it. Oh, it didn't react, didn't do anything. No, Ibrahim had no qualms about it. He knew without needing anything prior, this is to be destroyed, it has no power in it. Bang! He broke them all. And left one. The big one. When the people returned, they said, what happened? We know of this young boy named Ibrahim. Look at how they give his father reverence. They don't say it's the priest's son. They say, you know, it's a boy, his name Ibrahim. You know exactly who he is, but you just, you know, you don't want to embarrass the guy who could give you trouble. The priest, he said, bring him. أنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا? Did you do this with our gods? He said, no, I'll tell you the story. I saw what happened. بل فعله كبيرهم. I saw the big one do it. He ran after the red one, smashed him up over there. Then the blue one, it was trying to get away. He said, you're not getting away. He jumped on him. He gave him a story. See, it's at this moment that they understood the shirk that they had been infected with. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Anbiya, فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They came back to their senses themselves. Inside their mind, they reconciled what they just heard. This boy is making a mockery of, of course these things can't do anything. We know they don't do anything. It clicked in their mind, إِنَّكُمْ لَظَالِمُونَ. You're the ones that are wrong. You shouldn't have been worshipping these broken idols anyway. What's wrong with you having worshipped these things in the first place? Who's the one who stops them from coming to faith? His father. He says, take my son, أَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. Throw him in a fire. Make a pit. He's my boy. I know what's best. This one, I'm your priest. I'm telling you, this is a devil child. This one, he's not got no good in him. Get rid of him. He's my son. I'm telling you. It's the father. He's the priest. Tie him up. Throw him. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah saves him. Walks out of the fire. In some of the riwayat, everything on him that was binding him was burnt, but his clothing and his body wasn't. And he walks out. And he comforts his mother, and he says, listen, I'm okay, and he goes back in. This is one of the riwayat. حَتَّى أَسْكَتَهَا مِنْ. She was crying. He said, hey, don't worry, I'm okay, I didn't die. I'll go back in. It's actually quite cool in there. Allah says, بَرْدًا, be cool on him, wasalama, and peaceful. They said, listen, we're still not going to accept what you're saying. Get out of this city. His father annexes him, deports him, kicks him out of their life. You would think at this moment you would lose love for your father. Yani, at some point you would have some resentment. You'd say, God, who is this? Today, you don't give your kid an iPad, they slam the door. I hate you, Mom! This one threw him in the fire, and Ibrahim says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الطَّالِّينَ. My Lord, forgive my father. He is misguided. He doesn't know what he's doing. The dua you and I recite after our salah, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِي وَلِدَيْهِ, is the dua of who? Ibrahim, for who? For that same man who threw him an order in the fire, who led a whole society away from Allah? Yes. Ibrahim continued to love his father from a long distance until his father's death. He never, ever, ever, ever gave up on his father as long as he had a breath in his life. He made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, lead him to good. Oh Allah, forgive him for what he did to me. Oh Allah, forgive him for his shirk and what he's misleading these people for. That's a powerful lesson. See, sometimes we give up on people too soon. Someone did something wrong, you say, I never want to see their face again. They're never a part of our family anymore. I don't want to ever have them enter our home. They have no hope of redemption with me. And then you see Ibrahim alayhi salam. See, the mind that is diseased with extremism, why are there extremists in the world today, even amongst us as Muslims? Because they look at it as a person that they can never be worthy of any redemption, any hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their dua is, oh Allah, destroy these people, khalas. Al-Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, one of the famous imams of the past, he was a poet and a scholar and a warrior, he was everything. He has numerous books. He was a hadith master. And he used to teach some of his students on the bank of the Euphrates River in Al-Iraq. And as his students, he used to have students in the thousands, but his select students, he would sit with them in this private setting near the river, and he would tell them the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. On the other side of the river, there was a group of similar aged young people, men and women, frolicking in drunkenness, in sin. And his students said to him, make dua that Allah does something with these people. So he raised his hands and he said, Allahumma kama afrahtahum fid dunya, fazidhum farahan fil akhirah. Oh Allah, as you gave them joy in this life, as they're enjoying themselves now, give them greater joy in the akhirah. What does that mean? Give them tawbah so that they could have joy in the akhirah. But sometimes our hearts are so closed. We can't even pray for someone who hasn't wronged us in the way that we've just described, and we find ourselves so full of hate. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Forgive my father. He was misguided. And he continued this, حَتَّى تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. He continued to make dua until Allah notified him, listen, your father has died, he has no hope of Jannah. There's no hope of him coming to faith, Ya Ibrahim. At that moment, he stops making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Now look at the symmetry of life. The same test that Ibrahim endured as a son, he must cause his son to endure. He was thrown, his father wants to kill him. Allah says, I'm going to show you how difficult that was for your father. This is why Ibrahim continues to make dua for his father. Have you ever thought, why does Ibrahim continue? Because Allah tests him with something very similar. How much misguidance was your father to be in for him to do to you with that feeling of his love that he would normally have as a natural inclination for you to his son? How blinded was he? Yeah, Ibrahim, I'm going to show you in your dream that you must kill your son. Ibrahim goes to Ismail and he says, come, we have to go up there. Yeah. Look at the symmetry of life. As Ibrahim was obedient to his father, because Ibrahim was obedient, his father said, La arjumannak, stop or I'm going to... Ibrahim doesn't continue with his father. He does an act that, khalas, deciding factor. He's never disrespected his father. His father said, throw him in the fire. He goes wholeheartedly. Khalas. I'm not going to escape. I'm not going to run. So what does Allah bless Ibrahim with? A son who acts with the same righteousness as him. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam, my son, I see in my dream. In a dream. Jibreel didn't tell me. It's not in the Quran. No, I see a dream. I can't even show you the dream. It's my dream. I see in a vision, in my ru'ya, anni adbahuk, that I must slaughter you. Fanzur madha tara. What do you think I should do? He's waiting. He's hoping for his son to say, Baba, don't do it. He'd say, Ya Rab, my son doesn't want me to do it. Maybe he can. His son says, Ya Abati, which is the same word Ibrahim says to his father. Ya Abati, qad ja'ani min al-ilm, knowledge has come to me. Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, four times in Surah Maryam. His son uses the same word, Ya Abati. Do by what you've been commanded. وَسَتَجِدُنِي مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And you will see, I will be patient. As you, in fact, were patient, my father. Powerful, powerful lesson. As you do, will be done to you. As you live, will be recreated. As you care for your parents, as you make dua for them, Allah will bless you with children who make dua for you. Even you might not be worthy, your parents might not be worthy, maybe they weren't the best father and mother. Maybe yes, you had trouble. Maybe yes, you had difficulty. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Because you do it knowing that there will come after you those who will do it for you. And that's the dua of Ibrahim. He says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. It's not just me. I don't want to be the only one who prays, but make it for those who come after me. Let them share. And Ibrahim even goes and says, "Oh Allah, can you make me a promise that everyone from my lineage will be safe from shirk, will be a person of truth?" Allah says, "La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin." No. I will never give you a complete assurance that there won't be someone from you who will do some deviance later on in life. Those who oppress will never be given that covenant with me. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last lesson we extract is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with the things that we have been a test for others in life. See, when you see yourself acting in a way that has put stress and pressure, difficulty in someone else's life, when you have been a source of fitna, when you have been a reason for someone to be tested, know without a doubt that that same thing in those same circumstances in some time in your life will manifest itself. In fact, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he says, the one who looks at a person and mocks them for a sin, their punishment in the dunya is that they will fall into that sin. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabb. You saw someone, you say, "Astaghfirullah, look at how she's dressed. Look at how that." All of a sudden you find difficulty with your daughter. You find difficulty with your grandchildren. You find difficulty with yourself. You looked at someone, you said, "Oh, Allah, what do these people know?" You cast them aside. Allah causes other people to deal with you that way. That pain is made to be manifest in your life. And that's an important and powerful lesson that we learn from the long distance lover Ibrahim alayhi salam. There are many other prophets that I didn't mention. We never spoke about Isa alayhi salam or Nuh or Lut. All of them have amazing stories of love. We never spoke about Yusha or Harun, the brother of Musa. We never spoke about the sons of Adam and why one murdered another for what he thought was love. And I hope, inshallah, that Allah gives us an opportunity and a time that we can share more from the love stories of the Quran and give us an opportunity to study them and give us an opportunity to learn about the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his life is a testament to the power of love. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has privileged me and honored me to stand in these few minutes with you here in Durban and over the last 2 days in Johannesburg and in Cape Town, that Allah returns me and you together at some point in His worship and in His obedience. And if it is not fated for us and not in our qada and qadar that we return together in this life, that we meet again with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the Qur'an the source of guidance for you and I, that it lights our way in the darkness, that Allah fills our hearts with its words and its letters and its sound and meaning, that our homes are protected by its spirit. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who practice it by day and recite it in our prayers at night. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us an opportunity to be from khayrun nas, the best of people who learn and acquire the knowledge of the Quran and are given an opportunity to teach it. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you and I the honor that this Quran is a proof for us in how well we live our life according to its teachings and not a proof against us by neglecting it and being distant from it. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are illiyin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى ربنا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزد وبارك على حبيبنا وسيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأسبغ علينا من نعمك العظيمة اللهم اطعم من أطعمنا واسق من سقانا اللهم يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى وبارك لنا في القرآن العظيم، وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Whatever that was good, it is from Allah and His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And whatever was of error, it's from me and from the shaitan. Wallahu wa rasuluhu minhu bara. They are free from blemish. And I pray that I am privileged to stand before you once again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.